With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump held a rally in Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night before traveling on to Florida for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. He told supporters his administration is lowering the costs of many goods. Meanwhile, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire has some advice for congressional Republicans hoping to win re-election next year. She says it's important they not rely solely on President Trump's popularity.
What the executive does as the Republican leader, Donald Trump as the leader of the party, versus the congressional priorities you see from the Republicans elected in the House and the Senate, that's a tale as old as time. That's not a Donald Trump thing. That's not a George Bush thing. That's not a Barack Obama thing. That is elected officials who each have their own set of priorities.
Turning Point USA America Fest conference underway starting this week on Thursday with some stark public disagreements at the podium. Mrs. Erica Kirk, widow of the organization's slain founder Charlie, lamented the divisions that have cropped up since he was killed.
When he was assassinated, we saw infighting. We've seen fractures. We've seen bridges being burned that shouldn't be burnt. We saw a lot on full display.
Brigham Young University student, attendee, Emma Paskett, says that she's inspired by Erica Kirk.
She's definitely the biggest female conservative role model for me right now. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's so reverent and humble.
David Sachs, White House AI and crypto czar, says the U.S. is in a race for AI with China.
Really the only other country that has the talent, the technology, the expertise to potentially beat us. I don't think they will if we do the right things or keep doing the right things under the president's leadership. We are ahead in the AI race, but it is definitely a competition.
And this is SRN News. Young men these days say they're worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to the Pew Research Center. But a heightened online profile has led to two waves of conversions since the pandemic. Young single men are often cited as a driving force behind Orthodoxy's growing popularity. This is SRN News. Some new plaques on display under presidential portraits that Donald Trump has installed at the White House.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Elon Musk, already the world's richest man, scored a big windfall victory on Friday. That's where the Delaware Supreme Court reversed a decision that had deprived him of a $55 billion pay package that Tesla had doled out in 2018. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.